Each year, more Australians die from lung cancer than any other cancer, and the lack of a safe nationwide screening process contributes to this problem. But Cancer Council New South Wales researchers say, thanks to simple mathematics, they figured out a way to predict which smokers are most likely to develop a cancer which kills 9,000 Australians a year. Antoinette Latouf reports.
Most people find out they have lung cancer when the disease is too advanced to be treated. But now, researcher Dr. Marianne Weber says a new prediction tool for smokers and ex-smokers can foresee who is likely to be affected before the cancer hits.
It's a mathematical algorithm, basically. So it takes into account how long they've smoked, how many cigarettes they had per day, if they've quit smoking, how long ago they quit smoking. It also takes into account their age and things like family history of lung cancer and other health factors.
The study by the Cancer Council of New South Wales evaluated the performance of a US-developed prediction tool. More than 100,000 Australian smokers and ex-smokers took part in the study, which measured the accuracy of what's been dubbed the Lung Cancer Risk Prediction Tool. 6 years after researchers made their assessments, 70% of their prognoses were right about those who would later develop lung cancer.
The findings are promising for the future of lung cancer screening in Australia, because we currently don't have a lung cancer screening program because we don't know enough about balancing the harms and benefits involved.
Lung cancer is the fifth most common cancer in Australia, yet it's the leading cause of cancer death. And unlike breast, cervical and bowel cancer, regular screening for lung cancer can unwittingly do more harm than good. Dr. Weber again.
If you're having a CT scan for lung cancer every year, you're at an increased risk of radiation-induced cancers just from the scan itself. The trial in the US showed that there were a lot of unnecessary follow-up tests and diagnostic procedures for lung abnormalities that didn't turn out to be cancer.
The study showed the tool was more accurate in foreseeing people who would go on to develop lung cancer than current methods used by doctors. And it also found that only high-risk smokers aged 55 to 74 benefit from this process.
The tool that we validated in our Australian sample may be useful in identifying good candidates for lung cancer screening in the future.
The study was published in the International Journal of Cancer, and it now makes it easier to narrow down the best candidates for lung cancer screening. And it's this early detection that saves lives. So does this mean Australia is closer to a national lung cancer screening program? Professor Quan Fong from Brisbane's Prince Charles Hospital says not yet, but he's leading a team that hopes to change this.
We are undertaking work at the Prince Charles Hospital in Brisbane with colleagues at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney, our colleagues at Royal Melbourne Hospital in Melbourne, as well as Perth at Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital and a few in Stanley Hospitals.
His five-year study will use the lung cancer prediction algorithm to identify patients that doctors target for CT scans in a bid to detect lung cancer before it spreads. Currently, around 300 people need to be screened for one lung cancer detection. These odds are deemed too expensive and too dangerous to roll out across our health system.
In practical sense for Australians, at the moment, the government does not support CT screening for Australians based on the uncertainties and the concerns about the potential costs and potential harms to people participating. So by improving its effectiveness and its cost effectiveness, we hope that this will become an accepted test, very much like the effective screening that goes on in breast and colon cancer and cervical cancer.
Professor Quan Fong ending that report.